prepper tip of the day is to buy ammunition, whatever calibers are in your inventory or gauges of shotgun shells. Buy it in case lots, you get a better deal. Buy twice as much as you think you might need. We have a patient waiting in Greenville, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest about 37 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert, and he really is an expert in the international commerce conspiracy. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at Amazon. And good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, sir, I was thinking during a break about President Nixon. He covered up the burglary of the Democratic National Headquarters in the Watergate Hotel, which was a crime, of course, and he was he left in the office of president in disgrace as a consequence. Now, that was a crime. It was important, and no doubt whatsoever. Now, compare that to Joe Biden and the Biden crime family accepting millions upon millions of dollars from the communist Chinese to exert influence to help the communist Chinese. One crime is hardly comparable to the other in terms of danger to our national security. What do you think, Jeff?
No, and you know, they never. There's a book that came out recently about Nixon, written by one of his staffers. About what really happened, and that actually one of the tape that supposedly is the smoking gun White House tape has been misinterpreted, that if you review it in terms of the real evidence, and certain jurists have done so, they couldn't prove that Nixon did anything. What happened there still remains something of a mystery. Who ordered the break-in and how it evolved. But in terms of what Nixon did, presidents had been bugging each other's opponents for many years. You know that Nixon discovered that the Kennedy brothers had bugged his hotel before the 1960 presidential debate, which was a television debate. I think it was the first television debate between presidential candidates. So that they had access to his preparation for the debate, so they could anticipate all the questions. FDR bugged people politically, so these bugs were not placed legally. So presidents had been doing it, and I think Nixon thought, if you read any of Nixon's books or articles or memoirs on the subject, there was a certain feeling of, they all did it to me. That this is the way the game was played back then. But the idea of taking money from an enemy country and being bribed, this shows the moral corruption of the United States that has happened since 1960 and since Watergate. You know, everybody's so self-righteous. The other thing is that the behavior of the legal team, even at that time, going after Nixon, was criticized for committing committing illegalities themselves. In other words, the people that went after Nixon broke the law. But now what we have is a general lawlessness that has taken hold. And it is the breakdown of that principled world that our grandparents believed in. At least, you know, I'm older. Maybe not the grandparents of younger people, maybe their great-grandparents.
Right.
But it's been breaking down for more than a century. Some say since the French Revolution it's been breaking down. And I think that's true. Any survey will show the crime has increased, corruption has increased, and the biggest increase is in white-collar crime. People think nothing of lying or stealing things now. Just ask any employer who has trouble with employee stealing, employee theft. Look at shoplifting. We're literally breaking down in our relating to each other, honestly. And then the other thing is that everybody thinks of themselves as a genius, which means that they all know better. And when you listen to what it is that they know better about, you scratch your head and go, oh dear, what's going to happen now? Look at the people making policy in the United States, or in Russia and China for that matter. There's some pretty crazy policy making going on right now. You know, what possessed the Chinese and the Russians to form a task force of warships to come up to Alaska? Why would they do that? I mean, on a couple levels, it's not even as clever as what they were doing 20 years ago or 30 years ago.
It is amazing. It is amazing. Yeah. But they have an agenda, don't they, sir?
Oh, yeah, they have it. That's the thing. They've had a crazy agenda for a long time. They just used to have more clever people carrying it out. But, yeah, they want to destroy the United States, our country. They want to destroy it. And at the same time, all countries seem to be destroying themselves culturally and morally in little tiny baby steps. And that's the context in which this more general kind of destruction is being promised. Because where are all these military moves headed? And the United States is a shopping mall regime, as I've called it, in for many years. And what, you know, it is, the focus is we choose our policies and we choose our arguments on the basis of what makes us feel better or more comfortable. In fact, we even, in terms of policymaking, we don't like confrontation over issues that matter. We prefer to make it about something else that's not important. And that way we don't get to resolve these deeper questions. It's like General Brown here, the head of the Air Force, being put up for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. You know, some people want to attack him on his military qualities. The fact of the matter is that his problem with him is that he supports critical race theory.
Really?
Just like General Milley. How could they have a general who wants to tell the white service members that they're racist and the black service members that they're serving a racist country? You know, demoralize and divide your own military service? Are you out of your mind?
It is truly amazing. It is so defective, so demoralizing and harmful to the military to have somebody like that in charge of everything. It's
harmful to our own service because, look, we don't have the kind of racism in this country that it was here 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago. It's been attenuated. We've made all kinds of strides, and yet this indoctrination says, oh no, we're a racist country. Black people aren't treated fairly. White people are horrible. I mean, that doesn't improve anything. And that's in our military, which is supposed to be colorblind, saying that people are racist because their skin is white. That's not colorblindness. That is racism. And that's what critical race theory is. And it's Marxist. It's the invention of our enemies, the invention of the people that want to overthrow the Constitution, invented that whole idea. Critical theory is Marxist. Critical race theory is just a type of critical theory that stems from that same Marxism. And people don't know this. You don't know that this is the same thing that they've got in Beijing that they want to take over the world with? I don't know. Are people really that ignorant? Because what I see is massive ignorance and massive failure in judgment for this to have all gotten this far. How do we turn it around? People have to stop being ignorant. They have to develop good judgment, and they have to think. Turn off the TV and start thinking.
Well, getting people to think is quite a challenge, isn't it, sir?
Well, apparently it isn't going on. There's not much of it.
Not much. Well, we do what we can. We reach the ones we can. The ones we can't, well, I just accept that as being the way it is. But we reach out to people every week, you and I, Jeff, to educate and inform the Americans who actually do something that most Americans don't do. listeners to the John Moore Show actually read books. That's an extraordinary thing these days, isn't it, Jeff?
Well, people need to read books because articles are usually too superficial and they have no context. They just give you a story out of context.
Right.
That's how journalism works. And you need the larger picture. You need the larger context, which, by the way, takes a bunch of work. It takes a lifetime of work to form your context of how the world is going. And of course, I used to tell my high school kids, you know, Mr. Nyquist, why do we have to learn this boring history? And I would say, because they're lying to you on every channel on TV, and you need to figure out what's true. And this is the only way that you're going to, by having the correct context, it's the only way you're going to be able to understand what you're hearing.
That's right. It takes diligence. It takes time. And we hope people will take the time to read books, good books that are well documented, not trash, but good books are well documented. And a good starting point would be Jeff Nyquist books. Out of the six you've authored and co-authored, which would be a good starting point for people to get a handle on what's going on, Jeff?
Well, The Fool and His Enemy is the short one, so I would recommend the short one.
Okay. The Fool and His Enemy, correct? Mm-hmm. That's available at Amazon.
Amazon. Mm-hmm. Right. It's you can read it in about 3 hours, and it kind of takes you through the whole thing very quickly.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to look that up here real quick on Amazon, give people a better heads up on what that is. And Jeff, you write one or two articles a week that are well drafted and typically have footnotes as well, don't they?
Yeah, I do research for most of my articles. Yeah, or I sometimes do video discussions with folks. Yeah. It can take 2 weeks to do one of these articles, so I have to put some other things in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you do occasionally do some public speaking, don't you?
Only on the internet now. I don't do in person speaking.
Okay. I'm looking here for your book. I'm not finding it. Here we go. The Fool and His Enemy, by Jeff Nyquist, published in 2020. Paperback is $12. If you have an Amazon account, that's delivered free. And let's see if there's some other versions of it. Is it available as an audiobook, do you know?
No, I haven't done it as an audiobook.
Okay, all right.
And I don't do Kindle either. I want people to have a physical book.
Well, I like both myself, and I prefer ink on paper. But the subtitle is Toward a Metaphysics of Evil. And there's a photo of George Bush behind a speaker's platform with Vladimir Putin putting his hand on George Bush's shoulder. So,
yes, in a very friendly way.
A very friendly way, yeah, as if they're buds. Yeah, that's amazing. Was it George Bush said he looked into the eyes of Vladimir Putin? What did he say when he saw into the eye?
He got a sense of his soul.
That's right, a sense of his soul. The soul of Vladimir Putin could murder you and sit down on your still warm chest and smoke a cigarette, couldn't he?
Yeah, well, I mean, President George W. Bush later said that Putin doesn't have a soul and that he made a serious mistake.
Well, that was insightful.
Yeah, I mean, Bush was, in regarding his judgment of Putin, if you read Bush's memoirs, he was rather contrite about getting that wrong. And Putin had purposely gone out to fool him. So he got quite a first-hand education. But this is the problem with all these people out here who are now persuaded that Putin is a nationalist and a Christian. It's the same trick game that Putin used on George W. Bush.
Well, at that level, correct me if I'm wrong, people like Vladimir Putin, they receive professional training, professional coaching to give a perception that and communicate a persona that is wanted to be communicated as opposed to who they might really be, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, he was a KGB officer trained to work over abroad. So he was in the first chief directorate. So Putin obviously was trained to recruit and manipulate human beings. That was his profession. So when he became president, he was fully equipped to do this to other leaders that he met with.
Absolutely. So he comes across, when he meets a king, a president, a prime minister, a secretary of state, he comes across as this warm, friendly, personable person, doesn't he?
Well, I'm not sure that Putin ever came across as warm to anyone. That isn't his personality. But he at least came across as sensible and maybe meaning to do the right thing. At first, remember, when Putin was first president of Russia, he was going to do better than Yeltsin in reforming Russia and correcting its problems and fighting corruption, and that he was going to bring about democracy. And instead, he brought about, 24 years of his own government, almost 24 right, years, now, 23 right. years of him being the leader of the country. I mean, well, no, this year he's actually was 1999, he became prime minister. So, yeah, it's been, as prime minister and president is really kind of calling the shots, because even then Boris Yeltsin was just a falling down drunk. So it's the guy has been in charge of Russia for 24 years this month.
Well, if those reforms had really happened, Toyota, General Motors, Ford would have been building automobile and truck plants in Russia to meet the demands of the Russian public and business for trucks and cars. But that never happened, did it?
No, and Russia is importing Chinese cars now.
Well, good for them.
So they're not and making their own. Russia never developed economically. They never developed a true consumer economy either, because that would be against the idea of military consumption. And we don't know what they're holding back in terms of military. We know they are holding back something. And I think what they're holding back is for an attack on the U.S. in conjunction with China. And so don't know what that is. But, there's, all this stuff about UFOs is really about secret weapons.
Right.
That's what it's really about.
A lot of it is, if not most of it.
Yeah. And that's why it's secret. It's because the weapons, you have advanced technologies, wherever they came from, we know certainly that it came, a good part of it came from Germany after World War II.
Exactly.
That they had some pretty exotic technologies they were working on. And now with Mr. Grush's testimony, we can coordinate that testimony with things that came out of the Italian government, showing that the Italian government had recovered a German flying saucer in the 1930s that was some kind of experimental device, and that Mussolini and Hitler became allies after that recovery.
Right.
And that this was, Hitler had multiple projects trying to make this thing into a weapon. So we can say, looking at historical documentation and certain witness stories, that this is, super advanced math.
Absolutely.
And physics.
Absolutely, it is. We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
There, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberator Rocket Heaters, available at my website at thelibertyman.com. Wood-burning appliances, wood-burning stoves that have no smoke, available for immediate shipment right now at thelibertyman.com. Filling with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, booked for sale at Amazon. Jeff, before we get to our first caller, how can people subscribe to your website, please?
There's a PayPal button below every article or video to support the site.
Outstanding. I hope people will do that. Our next caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, guys. I've got a Putin story that I can relate, but let me first start it this way. Dave Hodges, a couple of weeks ago, was referring to a change in the cell tower's power. And when I got the information, I started asking questions because I've got some background in this. And what happened basically is the old cell towers were running 100, 200 amp service, which is called single phase, which is two hots, neutral and a ground. And then they did this conversion to 5G. And in this 5G conversion, they went to three phase power. And unfortunately, when I found out the dimensions, it was scary. When you run the three phase power, that means you have three hots, neutral and a ground. What they did is they put inch and a half stranded copper wire from the point of service up the towers and connected it to the devices on the towers. I found out that those each individual leg is 400 amps. So I immediately got a hold of a friend of mine who's a Purdue electrical engineer that builds substations. I gave him all that information. And he started looking into it, and he came to the conclusion there's no reason to have that much service on top of these cell towers. Then I went to a guy that's with a Lion Energy who is now retired, and he told me that all the cell towers that he was building were 220 single phase, which is like 100 or 200 amps, and that's it. My point is, 3 days ago, Steve Quayle announced that Putin was destroying all the cell towers around the area, and those were under contract with AT&T. So my theory is that there's something very bad with the cell towers, and that Putin has somehow figured that out or been given that information, and he's decided to do something about it. Unfortunately, in the United States of America, we have upwards of over 100,000 of these towers throughout the country. I do not know how many have been converted to this 400-amp leg three-phase service, but everybody that I'm asking about it goes back to a story with DARPA when they developed a weapon that would be put on a Humvee or anything they wanted to, and it was a microwave dish. And they could disperse crowds just by focusing that on these people. I'm not sure what it did to the people, but all they could do was run away from it. So this was years ago. I have no idea how to connect the dots. I haven't heard anything from Hodges since he reported the initial story, but this is very troubling. And the fact that Putin has now decided to destroy these towers throughout the country, and that seems to be a Steve Quayle story from 2 days ago. And I'm wondering if, what this really means in the big picture. But if Putin sees something very bad that's available to hurt his population and he's willing to get rid of it, why the hell isn't somebody doing that here? That's my comment.
For a point of clarification, he's destroying these towers inside Russia. Is that accurate?
Yes, these are towers that were probably put in connection with AT&T back, when they were moving into Europe and stuff, building this stuff. And what I don't know is if they've been upgraded as like these new towers that we're finding here with the 400-amp legs. There's no reason in the world to have three 400-amp legs going 150 feet in the air. It's rubber-coated cable, all copper stranded to some device that they have connected to the top. It just doesn't make any sense. But the connection to Putin seemed very real. Suddenly, 2 days ago, all of a sudden, he's starting to destroy these towers. So I just wondered if Jeff had any information about that.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I don't know where you're getting this, that Putin is taking down destroying cell towers. Where is this verified?
It's a Steve Quayle article from 48 hours ago.
But where is he getting this?
Well, I read stuff, I look at stuff, and then I question it as best I can, but because I'm doing my deep dive on why they're changing out the towers, and then suddenly hear this story, I just connected the dots that possibly Putin sees this as a weaponized thing and he wants it gone.
Yeah, this sounds like disinformation to me.
Okay. Well, I was wondering what you had to say about it. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for the call. We have a break. We have another caller hold. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, over 9 gigabytes of information, articles, and videos that will help you know what's going on in the world, educate you, make you happy, make you sad, entertain you, make you angry. All those human feelings from the various articles and videos at thelibertyman.com, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, who's now saying, no uncertain terms, that the COVID vaccinations are designed and meant to hurt and kill people. That's what they're meant to do. And he's a world-class scientist putting that information out. Also, on my website, you'll find the Liberator rocket heaters. It's going to be winter before you know it. These wood-burning stoves make no smoke, are in stock, ready for immediate shipment. You'll find the EMP shield devices. You want to protect your vehicle the same way the Department of Defense does, with a nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. That's at my website. And, of course, energy cleaners. If you have pains, issues, sleep issues, check out the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with it at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Excellent articles written there every week. And his books for sale at amazon.com. Jeff, our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Hi, John.
I have a question about, is Mr. Nyquist, is he aware of an author called Bruce Cummings?
No, I'm not.
He wrote a book about the Korean War.
He doesn't, John. Anything else?
What book is it?
And it's a book. It's written about the. It's by Bruce Cummings. It's just titled "The Korean War." It's an expose of war.
Yeah, I haven't read that one.
Do you know about Bruce Cummings, the author?
No.
He's a history professor at the University of Chicago.
Well, that's interesting, but John, Jeff doesn't know about him. Anything else, John?
He has said that Ho Chi Minh and Kim Il-sung, the founder of North Korea, were really much the same. But he seems to be sympathetic towards them. And he said
that would be a typical university professor attitude, at least in the United States.
Mm-hmm. And he has shown sympathy for, has advocated for people, for women that are advocating, Korean women that are advocating for a formal treaty of peace between North and South Korea.
Yeah, well, again, this is something that the communists might want, because that would probably entail the United States leaving South Korea, U.S. forces, and that would make South Korea vulnerable to an attack from North Korea, China, and Russia.
Okay.
Kim Il-sung started out before when he was made dictator of North Korea. Stalin sent him, and he was a Soviet military officer in the Soviet Army. So that gives you an idea of who he was. And both he and Ho Chi Minh were murderers, and Ho Chi Minh killed a lot of people. I mean, they're mass murderers.
Very evil people.
So anyone who has sympathy with them is a crackpot, which so many of our professors who are enamored of Marxism are crackpots.
Okay.
Just putting that out there for you.
Okay. What else? The other thing I was going to ask? What kind of secret? I understand that the Russians, the Soviets, you might really call them, are hiding secret technology. What they're showing us now in Ukraine is not the real military, and that they have.
It is their real military, but they have units. They have elements that are very advanced. They're not using nuclear weapons in Ukraine, for example. And there are other weapons that have been developed. And we see hints of it now in these hearings in Congress that there are black programs in the U.S. There's also something similar in Ukraine. But you can't, once you use those weapons, it takes away the strategic surprise of using advanced technology. And we don't really even know, you know, on what scale they could use them. I mean, what would be the actual operational use? We don't know.
So Russia is fighting kind of with one arm tied behind her back.
Well, remember, Russia has another front. It has the Arctic and the Far East in the Pacific, where they're confronted with Japan and the U.S. and in Europe with NATO. In the north, Finland just joined NATO. So Russia doesn't only have Ukraine as a potential problem. You know, you know, Russia has basically shown its enmity for all of these countries by invading Ukraine. It's shown itself to be a danger to them. That's why Finland joined NATO. That's why Sweden wants to join NATO. They are looking to their defense because they see that an aggressive Russia, willing to violate international law and attack its neighbors, is on the loose. That's why they're taking fear. They don't believe, Steve Quayle's thing about the 5G towers. They're not joining Russia because they're afraid of us. They're joining NATO because they're afraid of Russia. Quite the opposite.
Okay, we need to move on. John, thank you for your call. Our next caller is James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
I just wanted to clarify one thing. Earlier on in your show, it was mentioned that children in the United States, by the time they're 18, have got 70 vaccines. Did I hear that correctly?
72.
It's like about 71 too many. That's why they're testing low in the scores for education.
That's why they're sick, too.
Because
right.
Sorry?
That's why they're sick.
Scientific madness that's obviously it's out of control. And at the gentleman that called in, that system at 400 amps at 220 volts is going to put out 88,000 watts of power. And if that is put into a microwave system, that's going to give a lot of people bad headaches. What it does is boil water, just like the microwave oven in your kitchen. So that's how that goes. Okay, I'll let you guys go. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. We got open lines.
Something about
go ahead, Jeff.
Microwaves. Marconi, of course. Mussolini's wife was driving outside Rome. She saw a field full of dead sheep. Because Marconi had developed this microwave idea, and it had cooked some sheep inadvertently. If you walk in front of a radar output, you're going to get killed if you get too close to one of those. But the thing is it attenuates further out from the actual unit. You're sending signals, so it's harmful. I'm sure that they're not going to allow anyone to stand so near to the tower to get fried by it. They're going to have safety regulations, and when the workmen go to work on it, microwave has always been dangerous. As far as how dangerous it is, I don't know. But I can tell you that story about 5G, that comes from Jim Ferguson, who is the guy who tried to run for parliament in the UK. He put it on X, which used to be called Twitter, and he got it from Real Raw News, which says as a warning on its site that much of what it's not responsible for the content, and a lot of it is humor and satire. So this is not, and in fact, the prime minister of Russia in June, I think it was, gave a speech saying, we are building 5G towers in Russia. You know, basically, we are going ahead with our own modernization of our communication system. So the reason AT&T isn't building them anymore is because of the war. But these are misunderstandings. I mean, 5G may be dangerous. I don't know. You know, I know that some people have said that it is, but Russia is building it. And this story is not true.
Fascinating. Well, there's plenty of disinformation out there, isn't there, Jeff?
Well, there's a huge amount of it, and people are constructing these false narratives every day. And this is the thing, is people have to do some fact-checking. They have to know something about what Russia's really doing. And this claim, you see, what it does is Putin's a hero. He's trying to stop 5G, and 5G is evil. Well, 5G may be wrong, and there's a lot of things that I don't believe in. A lot of our technology is dangerous, but the Russians are developing those technologies too, and Putin is not a friend. I'm sorry. If you think that, and I hear some anger in their voice about what I'm saying, is you got to know your friends from your enemies, and if you can't get that straight, we have the problem. We have communists in our universities, in our government. And those communists are really working with Mr. Putin and with Mr. Xi in China and with the dictators in China and in North Korea and Vietnam. And we have to get that straight. We're being infiltrated. And this game where they pretend that one of their dictators is on our side is just to confuse us. And man, are people confused.
They are. They are absolutely confused. One of our jobs here on Wednesdays is to address the confusion, isn't it, sir?
It is, and it's extremely frustrating to hear this kind of thing. The people who do not read serious histories and don't have the context can't tell then which are the lies and which aren't. The minute you hear something where Putin is being lionized as somehow a hero who wants to do the right thing, this is not the history of Putin. And I followed his biography very carefully for many years.
Absolutely. Well,
he was lying when all these people like George Bush and the Clintons believed Putin was a good guy. If you followed Putin closely, you could see that they were being fooled by him. And the idea that they're no longer fooled by him, well, they may just be pretending just like Putin has been pretending. Or they may actually be scared of him now. It's hard to tell because they all lie so much. But the fact is that they want to destroy this country. The Russians and Chinese do. The Chinese want to exterminate every American and make a second China here.
And new China. New China.
A second China.
They're going to call it a name for it, New China.
Yeah, well, it's in the speech of Chiao Chen,
Exactly.
And that speech was given 20 years ago.
Right.
This is mm-hmm. their objective. And we have defector testimony that Russia has indeed agreed that China shall get the lower 48 states to do whatever it wants with. Well, what do you think they want?
Well, Russia hardly needs more real estate. They cover 12 time zones as it is, don't they?
Yeah, well, they do want more real estate. They want Ukraine and the Baltic states, and they want Alaska.
Right, right.
They got designs on American territory.
I'm not saying they don't want it. I'm saying they don't need it. They already got so much.
No,
land.
they got 11 time zones, but they want to go to 13.
Yeah, baby. That's very ambitious, isn't it?
Always, you don't get to be the biggest country in the world because you're lazy and you're not picking up territory.
Roger that. Roger
These
that.
People that think, oh, Russia's only a defensive country. Oh, yeah, that's how they got to be the biggest country in the world, is just defending. No, it's not. They got a history of aggressive wars. In fact, in 1890-something, Tsar Nicholas II celebrated, several hundred years of aggressive wars as a good thing. So, and the Bolsheviks didn't stop, and neither has Mr. Putin.
It seems like it's pretty much who these people are. It just goes from generation to generation, depending on what they call themselves, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, people follow tradition, and countries have added. There's atavism. There's what you get from your parents. You know, we are who we are because of where we're born and the traditions in that place. And the way that the people think is passed on to the children, of course. It's
Absolutely.
Totally natural. And so that's why you need to know the history of a place and not just suddenly, think about it. See, the problem the communists have in this country with all they want to do is they can't finalize anything because we've got these traditions of freedom, freedom of speech. We've got constitutional government. They're trying to break it down, and it's very hard to do. To break it down, and
that's right.
And so, and we can't let them do it, because if we do, they will try to make a totalitarian state here, which
that's
is
right.
what they're trying to do.
Jeff, we got to call her and hold her. But Kyle in Montana, morning, Kyle.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. I have a question for you. You know, if you think about Bill Gates and all of the, Bezos and all of the rest of these billionaires that are working and the globalists, if you will, and to seemingly poison us through our food, like we've talked about, the 5G and all of these different things. I'm curious how you see that intertwining with the communist conspiracy to overthrow this country, because those guys have got to know, the billionaires have got to know, that once this thing is over and done, that they're no longer, none of their family is going to be safe. They're going to be eliminated. You would think that they would know that. Or do you see that there is a possibility that this globalist, billionaires are part of this globalist elite that is going to end up in some kind of a billionaire utopia? I'm wondering how you see those things intertwining.
Do you think billionaires read history? Do you think they have time? Do you think with all the money they have to manage and the businesses they have to manage that they have time to read history, and that before Bill Gates invented his computer software, do you think that he read any history? Is there any evidence? Do you know for a fact that he's ever read a history book in his life? Because
no.
I look at Bill Gates and I read his biography, and I know this guy does not read history, and he doesn't know anything about the historical world or the political world. Because Bill Gates, he went to China, and they treated him like gold in China. And he is basically just co-opted by China.
We'll wrap this up
I've
after
got
the
a
break.
Problem.
Hold
yeah.
on. We'll get your follow-up after the break, Kyle. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Kyle, what's your follow-up question, please?
Well, Jeff, while I don't believe, like you said, that Bill Gates is a student of history, I do believe, and I mean, and it's kind of obvious by seeing, he rubbed shoulders with some of the highest U.S. security other country security systems and agencies and he's got to know more of what's going on politically and financially and militarily in many aspects than the average person, and yet he's still moving toward that. So I'm curious your perspective on that thought.
If you interact with people at the higher levels of academia or policymaking or think tanks, what you find is that they're miseducated because they came out of our universities, and people aren't really trained to think anymore, and their reading is very, especially today, is very desultory and not very good, and they're not very good at forming their context. Look at General Milley. What do you think General Milley really understands? Do you think he has philosophical insight that he wants to educate his troops in critical race theory, and that he will very strongly pound the table when he's testifying in front of Congress saying that we need this kind of education because there's been serious racism against black people. Do you think he has a correct perspective or a wrong one? You see, it's not that most of these people are evil intentionally. It's they're miseducated, and then they're opportunistically guided by the fact that socialism, the new religion of our world, has taken over everywhere. Not just in China and in North Korea and Russia, but it's taken over here, because every single school, just about, there's not very many of them left. Most of our universities are just filled with people that are indoctrinating our children with neo-Marxism, political correctness, critical theory, and critical race theory. And these people, if you meet these young people or these professors, they believe it. They don't think they're evil. They think they're good because they're misguided. And it's a religion. It's like a virus that's spreading from person to person. It's in the form of an idea, and it's extremely powerful. And the people that set it on, the Marxist Revolution, that began in 1917 in Russia, and in 1991 they pretended to they themselves pulled down the red flag because they needed to make this go on. They couldn't advance their cause in the West if we were afraid of them in the Soviet Union. So they pretended to change. They call this convergence. The Soviets call this convergence strategy. Andrei Sakharov wrote about it in the 1960s. And so that's the situation. Does it make sense?
Yes, it does, actually. And you know, when you say it like that, it leaves no other thought in my mind that there's no way to save this thing other than a revolution.
Kyle, thank you for your call. Jeff, thank you, sir. Have a great rest of the week. We'll have you back next week. Okay, that's it for today. Get medical supplies, your engine cleaning, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, ever give your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the largest, lovely state of Missouri. I get to live in the even larger state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.